We see everything. We see everything that is happening around the world, and we see the darkness is coming, and it is cover over so many parts of the earth. But we are living in a certain precious time, and we are living in a time that all this great prophet in the Bible was seeing and waiting for and not getting part of it until we came there. And how beautiful, how strong time it is that we are going to be a part of the fullness that is coming in this time. And I have been hearing about the end time for about 40 years, and I have not realized it's not end time for us, brethren. It is just beginning. This is an end time for this world that is going to go down with all the darkness and everything that is against God. It is an end time for that. It's not end time for us. We are coming into the time that we are going to be with the Lord. We are going to be with Jesus. We are going to receive Christ within us in a so mighty way. We read in the Bible that the dragon, he is standing before the woman, and she's going to bring forth and ready to take her child. And he's surely standing before us to wanted to be ready to destroy the life and the power of Christ that is going to come forth in us. But what does Isaiah speak about it? He said, she will brought forth before she travail. So God is so great that even the enemy, he's waiting for that, see all the pain of the birth and every trial that we are going through. He's waiting for that because then he know he can attack us and attack the life that is coming forth. But God is really a God. He is so mighty, and he made it up to make a trick against the devil. He let us let the life come forth in us before the enemy knows. And what really was, I was woke up in this morning with a word on my mind that it is still blessing me. And it is in the Revelation when he speaks about that New Jerusalem is coming down. And we know that when the New Jerusalem is coming down, she have a 12 gates, and it's a gate of the sons. All the gates bear the name of the sons. It's a city of sons. And when she comes down as a bride, she's coming to the bridegroom. If the bridegroom would be up there, she would not come down, do you know? She's coming down because Christ is coming forth in us. And it so blessed me, and see what an army that is with us. When Elijah went over Jordan, and Elisha and he asked Elisha, "What do you want?" And he said, "I want what you have, and I want it double." What did Elisha have? He heard God. And what did he answer him? He said, "If you see me go, you have received it." So what was he saying? He said, "If you are going to have this double fruit in this time, you will hear and you will see." And that is the time that we are coming to, brethren. We are hearing. When we are baptized in the Spirit, led by the Spirit, we hear. But when Christ is going to start to come within us, rise up within us, we are going to see. And that is what Jesus said, "I do nothing of my own. I do what I see my Father do." So we are going to see in this time, and we are going to hear in this time. And just think about how marvelous that would be to hear God and see him also. It would not bother me anymore if something is happening in Japan or China. I would not care. I would so basically blessed by what I am hearing and seeing. I would not care about all the darkness in the world because I have been put in a place to speak life. It doesn't matter what comes forth before me. If it does, is a people that believe or people that don't believe, I don't care. It's not about that. If the people agree with me or not, it's not about that. It's only about the life of Christ that is coming forth in us, that we give it, we get it free, and we give it free. We does not have silver and gold in this time, but we have a life, and a life abundantly to give to one another. That is what I see in this time, and I'm excited. I wake up in the morning and I'm excited. God, what are you going to say to me today? What are you going to show me today? And sometimes I'm just praying to him and he showed me some person. And I am just praying for the person and it's not enough. So I call the person. And this person, he has maybe just been waiting for to hear something. And when I start to minister to the person, and the person starting to minister to me back, I start to realize the voice of this person changed. It's changed to be a person, to be a voice of Christ within him. And we are coming into this day that Christ within me and Christ within you are going to come in communication, friendship, true unity. So that is what is in my heart, and I don't want to go out of this. It's like I have been reaching and coming into the upper room, that there is access to everything that we need. So blessing to you all. Amen.
Kind of along those lines, being on board with people that I don't even know and don't even know where they are, even in Christ. And a lot of them, I'm sure, aren't. But it made me realize that something that I've known as a Christian all my time, but it brought to life something that made it real. And we aren't just people walking around doing our own thing and watching out for ourselves, but we are walking testimonies of God. We all have a testimony. How God has done in our life and what miracles we have seen and the way God has instructed us in our lives. We all have something to say to even strangers that might come to us. And we really are testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. And this is our mission that we have on this earth, to bring about the goodness of the Lord, to bring about the testimonies. We are living testimonies of God in our life. And as people come into our daily lives, sometimes, I would say a lot of times, God has instructed that person to go in our path. And it's to just put a seed into their life that they can chew on, that they can think about, that might even come to salvation someday for them. But our purpose, as I look around at strangers, is to be that living witness
I don't know
among
why.
The people for Jesus. And there are so many people in need out there that we don't even know.
That's right.
But yet God has them cross our path for a reason. And I pray that God will illuminate us, that when that time comes, we'll have something to say that is ordained by God, and that it won't be a wasted time, but it will be time well spent in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted to say something that came to my mind when Daniel was talking. This is something that's been happening more and more with me lately. Something will come to my mind. I mean, I'm working or I'm doing whatever I'm doing and not even thinking about anything. And all of a sudden, my daughter will come to my mind and I won't really think much of it. And in 1 minute, ding, I get a text and it's my daughter. And so things like that keep happening when I think of a friend or a bill that needs to get paid that I need to move on and I don't do it right on the spot. Anyway, what I'm getting at is I think God is wanting to talk to us much more than we even realize. And I want to encourage all of us to start moving on those kind of things. When something, and I'm not talking about superstition now, you've got to be, you know, in the spirit and recognizing God's voice and his thoughts that he's giving you. But anyway, I think we need to move more on those things. When some person comes to our mind, call them right then or whatever it is, because, you know, there's a scripture that talks about something done in the right time is like silver, you know, like, so anyway, I think God is bringing those kind of thoughts to our minds. And I'm very, very guilty of just all, you know, letting it go in one ear and out the other.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael, what you're saying is, I know my wife many times that'll occur to her. All of a sudden, the Lord brings somebody to mind. And, you know, that's because they need prayer at that moment. And so when that happens, I really think that you should lift up that person in prayer, because we don't understand. I mean, we should, but we really don't understand the power of prayer and how it helps people. And that God hears our prayers, you know. So it's really important that we cooperate with what God is saying, because he's called us to be ambassadors and to pray for other people. My wife will tell you many times, right after she's prayed that, she'll get notified or find out that that person was in danger or something happened. And that was God that was speaking to her to pray. And I believe certain people have that ministry, that calling to in prayer. So, did you want to say the times that that's happening?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
You're done.
I think think through the prayer, we are sharing the suffering together. But we are also sharing the healing together. And we are sharing the suffering, and we are sharing the victory and jubilee in healing and what God is renewing in our life. So this is not something that man can make. It's not something that man can who thought. It's only God that can connect someone that is in Japan with someone that live in Iceland or England or your country through so much space, because for him there is no distance. And this distance, it is no distance in the spirit. And we know so much story about people that have been transformation from country to country through the spirit. And it is because there is no distance, really. And I have an experience that I was so caught up in the spirit that I saw a brethren that had already gone. And I was amazed to realize what they were doing and how they were working. And in my mind, I was thinking, why are they coming down so I could see them? But it was really the opposite, brethren. We rise up in the spirit to their realm. And it is a high places to be. And we know that in Ephesians chapter 1, he says that in the mystery of his coming, he is going to gather together all that is in Christ in heaven and in earth, even unto him. So what he is meaning is that he's going to unite one day the same picture as when Jesus stood on the mountain and Elijah and Moses stood beside him. Because if you have received the life of Christ within you, you have victory over death. Because death did only reign from Adam to Moses. And in the time of Moses, the death lost his power. And it lost it because they put the blood on the door and they went into the house and was sharing the lamp within the house. It's not only to put the blood on the door, but to share the lamp together. And when we share the lamp together, it's powerful. It's giving life and energy to one another. And when the death is losing power, we see maybe a couple, one of them dies. The death have not had a victory. Both this person, they have already received the life within the soul. They have the life. They let the life down and no one can take it. They can only pick it up again if they want to, but no one can take it. And they are moving and living forever because they have the eternal life within them. Death is not winning a victory when someone of our brethren or sister die. They are winning because they have the life. And when we read in the Bible, when Satan was fighting with Michael about the body of Moses, he did not say that he was fighting about his soul, because it was never questioned about that, because there was a life in the soul of Moses that was not to discuss. But because he did some small failure, he wanted to accuse him and have his body because of that. But he didn't get it either, because Moses was a smart man. He always offered the lamb before he went to the mountain to speak to God. So he had already offered when he came up. Death lose his power. So our brethren and sisters are just as much alive as we are. We don't see them, but they are there. And if you think about how this works, my wife is sometimes maybe going around the house, and I am maybe tired and laying on the sofa sleeping on the couch, and I'm maybe taking a nap or sleeping. Well, it means that I am not sharing anything with her. It's just who that she that is going around. I am sleeping, so she cannot talk to me, and I am not going to talk to her because I am asleep. But we are still alive, both. And that is how our brethren and we are. Maybe we are moving around, but they are not dead, even though they are coming into sleep, because the sleep of God is not to lost our conscience. Sleep of God is the rest of God. That is what the bride says in Songs of Solomon. She said, "My heart, even though I slept, my heart is awake." And that is the voice of the five wise virgin. She was asleep just like the others, but her heart was awake. So, blessing.